Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Cam Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Cam, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And we are very, very excited for you to be on the call today, not only because of our guest today, but also, as many of you know who have been following me, that it is a little over a week from the time that I'm launching my new program called Unlock Your Superpowers, the 7 R's formula for masterful manifesting. And I've been busy working on this program. And if this is new to you and don't know what it's about, it basically is a training program with energy healing that helps you understand what the universe is actually gifting you as far as what we call abundance challenges. So everything that happens in our life, sometimes people are like, oh, I'm receiving energy healing and, you know, I feel better for a while, but then, you know, things aren't happening and they don't know what to expect. Well, guess what? In this program, I'm actually going to share with you exactly what is going to happen in terms of how you're going to be abundance challenged in order for you to get to the next level of growth and light and vibration. So it's sort of like an open book test, you know. So I'm going to train you to be, at least to start to be, an Olympian of manifesting. So I'm really excited about that. If you want to follow me, KarenCan.com, not only will you get some free gifts and my very popular entity clearing and protection spray formula, absolutely free, just by joining my tribe. And then we'll let you know usually a day or two before the launch, just so you can get a sneak peek of what the program's about. From Party to Joy, I'm doing the telesummit with them. And as many of you know that are following me for a while and are part of that wonderful tribe, is that usually they do a very, very special discounts and savings right when we launch, and then the first 100 people, I guess, get the best price. I guess that they've found that to be very, very helpful. So we're like, okay, we're going to do that together. So that's why people want to be on the mailing list, so they know ahead of time in case this interests you. Now, today my guest is Yvonne Perry, and if you have been following me for a while, you know that Yvonne was on my show earlier talking about walk-ins, and I recently, just, you know, several months before I spoke to Yvonne the first time, found out that I was a walk-in. It was quite shocking, but everything I read in her book, Walk-ins Among Us, totally resonated with me. So I had her on the show, and it was a wonderful show. Then I had a one-on-one with Yvonne, and I got to tell you, it was absolutely beautiful, and she actually confirmed to me that I was already light language activated, so to speak. And but I didn't really know too much about light language, so I decided to bring Yvonne back on the show today to talk about light language. Now, she has a book called Light Language Emerging, Activating Ascension Codes and Integrating Body, Soul, and Spirit. And you can find her contact information on the website weareonespirit.com. That's we are in words, W-E-A-R-E, and then one is the number one, and then in words, inspirit.com, without any hyphens or spaces. So weareonespirit.com. And so many people have been excited about this show today on Facebook. They're talking about how excited they are. They're really interested in light language. So this is just perfect for where people are at. So today we're going to get to the basics because, like I said, I don't know a ton about light language. So we're going to ask Yvonne about exactly what is light language and, you know, how does one become activated per se. And then, cool, super cool, Yvonne's going to give us some light language gifts for us today, whatever comes through spirit through her. And we're going to be unmuting the phones later when you have some questions for her, so get prepared. Yvonne, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us again.
Thank you, Karen, for having me here today. It's a privilege. I'm so excited about sharing with your listeners.
Oh, yeah, they're excited to have you back as well. So maybe we can start with just, first of all, your journey about, you know, how you discovered, so-called discovered, light language, and how have you been using that in your life?
Okay, well, to take you back to 1994, when I was a participant in prayer groups and intercessory circles in the church, is when I activated my light language. And a lot of people don't realize that the gift of speaking in tongues is also the gift of light language. It is the soul's language. It is spirit language, heart language, our divine self being channeled through the Holy Spirit flowing through us that helps us reach our remembrance, come back to the remembrance of ourselves as whole and divine. So I was activated in my bedroom. I was a seeker. I saw things in the Bible that I didn't see happening in my life. I didn't see it happening in the church, and I've always been a questioner as why? Why not? Why is this not happening? And so I began to seek it on my own because it wasn't happening in the Baptist church I was in. I just sought it on my own, and it activated, and I thought, well, how cool is that? Now I've got a new tool that I can use in intercession and prayer. And it really boosted the effectiveness of my praying and my intercession and the healing that I was already involved in. So it became another tool in my toolbox for helping myself come into alignment with divine will and moving out of my ego space. Now, when I left organized religion in 1999, when I had a lock-in, that kind of went the way of, okay, this was representative of church. I'm not doing that anymore. So light language kind of went on the back burner as something that I didn't deem important. So I pushed the pause button, basically. I had a head injury in 2013 and woke up in the middle of the night while I was in recovery, about a month after I had been banged in the forehead, right between the eyes. I woke up hearing light language in my mind again, and I'm like, wow, there's my old friend. I haven't heard that in a while. And I heard my guidance say, speak it out loud. And it was 3 a.m., so I just began to whisper it. It's like, don't wake the whole household. The next thing I heard was, no, we need the vibration. We need to hear it out loud. We need to hear your vocal cords express this. So I began to speak it out loud, and when I did, I felt this rush of power that came in with it, and lo and behold, I had another walk-in. So when that happened, I also heard that I would be activating other people in this, that I needed to tell other people that they can do this, that this is part of their expression as divine spirit. This is their higher self expressing through them, and I need to become a catalyst for activating this in other people. Long story short, within 2 months, I had given up a business that I had been very successful at for 10 years, just gave that completely up and started activating people in light language. So dramatic shift there. And continuing to use it now and finding that every session that I'm doing, there's more power coming in, there's more needs being met, there's more shifts being observed. So I find it a very, very useful tool, and I really, really enjoy sharing it with other people. So my appreciation for you having me on the show today.
Oh, wow. What a neat, neat story. Does everybody, I guess, I don't know what to use the word, like, is everyone allowed to to do light language? And
well,
how does one actually get activated?
Does everybody have a higher self? Does everyone have a higher self?
Right.
So if you're channeling your higher self, how could you not activate it? How could you not access it? If it's the divine will and you are seeking it and wanting it and open to it, you will activate it.
Mm,
it is accessible.
Fascinating. Oh, that's great. So how does one actually know if they're activated or not?
Well, you may begin to hear the languages in your head. A lot of practitioners have already begun toning during their sessions and not realizing that that is an expression of light language. Some are seeing symbols like in their mind's eye, symbols, geometries, colors, light flashes. Some of this is also known as light language or communication from the heart, from the divine. Some people are writing it. They start out doodling and all of a sudden find out that their hands move across the page. The pen kind of takes a life of its own, and the doodling starts to have more of a form to it, and something almost like automatic writing is occurring, and feeling the energy and feeling the resonance with those symbols or doodles on the page, the sigils that are coming through. They may not realize that that's light language, but that's another way it activates. Some people in their dream state are communicating with their higher self or with higher versions of themselves or with their guidance team in the dream state and hearing the languages there and waking up feeling like I should be able to speak this, I should be able to carry this through in my waking hours, and that is truly possible. So that's just some of the ways that you can recognize that it's activating already. Another way is that you feel, especially when I'm doing like language or you hear it from someone else, you may feel energy in the throat, in the heart, in the solar plexus, mainly in those areas, but not confined to those areas. Those are symbols that, or signs that you are activating the vocalization of it, that you're opening the heart space and ready to receive the activation.
Okay. And how, so Yvonne, how does one use this as a tool or healing tool?
Well, for me, I was using it in intercessory prayer for others. If somebody, I found that people were all the time asking me to pray for them, and so I didn't always know what to pray, and I didn't want to put my will in there. I wanted, you know, this to be divine will, not my egoic will of what I would want as the outcome for them. So I just used the prayer language to pray for them, to bring in the frequencies and codes of light for them to be able to access divine will for themselves. I've also used it for my own personal use whenever I'm feeling like I want to lift or raise my vibration. If I am, you know, feeling a little down on a particular day, I say, well, I have the power to change that. Let me make some toning sounds or bang on my drum or do light language, and I find that these are all very compatible. The drumming, the shamanic portion of the light language really resonates well with the drum. I found it useful for soul retrieval when I'm working with my clients, so we are using it for that, for clearing the space, the auric field, for working with the DNA that is ready to shift into responding to light, rather than being so infiltrated with the conditioning and the programming of the matrix that we live in. It brings us back to a place of our knowing, of our remembering of our true self, and enables us to be able to express that more fully. Other ways, there are some people who are planetary workers. They work with the weather. They work with the grid lines. They work with elemental beings, fairies, nature spirits, the waters. These are some great ways to implement light language into that by bringing frequencies in that can alter and bring positive change, bringing things into alignment with divine will.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds good. I love doing weather magic. Yeah, it's actually pretty neat. Yeah, there's a lot of great ways to use this amazing tool. Now, you mentioned earlier, Yvonne, about, you know, that when you started, you were, you know, guided to activate your throat. Or is it necessary to actually say it out loud, or can people do it other ways?
Well, there's several different expressions of it. I find the verbal expression of it the most powerful. And when that is combined with the writing, like you're singing or speaking the languages while writing, it brings even more energy to the experience. The same with the gesturing, when your hands are doing an intuitive direction, like an orchestra direction, or maybe like a light, maybe like you're doing a sign language, an intuitive sign language. The vocalization of it really amplifies and raises the, it's like takes it up a couple of notches, a couple of octaves, by having the frequencies and vibration. So I encourage everybody to activate in as many ways as possible, but to truly use the vocal cords to amplify what you're already doing.
Ah, okay. So are you saying that if you're using your vocal cords either to sing or say, that that amplifies all the other, you know, forms, or is it
yes,
mostly
absolutely.
Saying it?
Absolutely. Because if you're aware of the frequency of sound and vibration, you realize that sound itself, the frequencies, the colors, the tones, the pitch, even the rhythms of vocalization has an effect. It is a form of healing. It's a form of manifestation and bringing things into form. By speaking the word, things are manifest, things are brought into form. So thinking something is not as powerful as saying it, if you are kind of following my gist. If you've got something in your head and you're thinking it, it doesn't quite carry the power that it does to speak it out. It brings it into action. It brings it into manifestation. It amplifies the power of that thought.
Ah, okay. That makes sense.
It also has a greater effect on other people. Yeah, it has a greater effect on other people. So if you're having a thought towards somebody, you know, like you're even with a person that you care very much for and you're feeling love for them, you know, they may or may not feel it. But if you speak it, then it's like giving them the gift of that that feeling or that knowledge that you hold for them.
Oh, that's fascinating. Well, I was having a spirited conversation with a friend of mine, and he's been getting some channeled downloads, and he said, oh, you know, I've been getting some information from Source, and one of them was about needing to vocalize or to activate this law. The law is like, you know, some people don't realize they're activating a law when they're saying bad things about themselves or life or whatever. So we have to really take care in what we say. But then I challenged him, I mean, not in a bad way, but I just was curious. I said, well, you know, I understand that there are cultures, what we would call, you know, alien cultures, not necessarily not on Earth, but, you know, high sophisticated, high dimensional alien cultures who apparently can change form like very quickly from light to body to back to light, who are in that place where they can manifest much easier than us dense, so-called dense humans, you know. So I'm wondering if they are mostly communicating through telepathy and not using what we would call vocal cords or vocalization, how do they activate, you know, that law of, you know, saying or speaking one's manifestation? Any
ideas?
Well,
it is a telepathic, yeah, it is a telepathic form that is activated that way, just like us thinking that somebody, thinking about somebody and then having them call us. That is a form of communication. But it required them taking the action of picking up the phone and dialing our number. So it's the same with the benevolent beings that are vibrating their message through us telepathically. If we speak it out, we carry it into a broadcasting realm rather than just a transmitting realm. The difference being the transmission is received internally. The broadcasting is portrayed or projected outwardly to others. And a lot of what we're hearing, what I feel is the alien dialects are not as linguistic. They are more tones, they're pulses, they're clicks, they're whistles, they're bird sounds, and more frequency related, almost like binary codes with or Morse codes or things like that. So it's a different form of communication. It's telepathic, but there's also the frequency of it that can be verbalized.
Okay, excellent. And so these, I noticed that when different practitioners are using light language, and I've heard different ones, it really sounds fascinating how different each person is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking,
right,
like, you know, is there a global language that everybody understands, or is it like way beyond our like mental understanding? Are there certain, like, you know, bird-like sounds from like bird-like alien cultures and more guttural sounds from other types of cultures?
Mm-hmm.
How does that all work?
Yeah, you're exactly right on with that. It's Everybody has their unique soul signature frequency that's kind of like the go-to. That will be the dialect that manifests most often. It's for your personal use. And then there may be some times when you're working with a client who's from a different stream of soul consciousness or a different form of their origin may be different. So if they're coming from Blue Avian origins, speaking to them in the bird-like languages is going to be more effective for them than me just speaking my personal dialect. So, yes, there is one language that everybody's tapped into, and then there's the individuals as well. So collectively there's a language, and I believe that we're one day going to have the interpretation and understanding of these languages, just like we did before the so-called Tower of Babel or Babel that the Bible talks about. There was one language that everybody spoke and everybody understood it, and then it got broken into pieces when the gods or taskmasters realized that humans were generating a little too much knowledge, a little too much wisdom, they're communicating too much, and if they can communicate this well, there's no stopping them as to what they can do and manifest. And so it was almost like a knee-jerk reaction to the gods that were the Anunnaki or whatever, having a knee-jerk reaction to, oh, my God, what are the humans doing kind of things. Let's go down and confuse their language so they can't understand one another. Let's scatter them all over the earth to put a stop to their evolution, to put a stop to their advancement of their culture, of their understanding of their selves as the empowered, having the ability to empower themselves like this. I mean, I think it was almost like an oops. We forgot to dumb down that gene. We forgot to cut off the ability for them to do this. And so this was like an alteration of the genetic codes that humans carry that shut down the 12 or plus strands of DNA and brought us back to a survival mode of the two strands, you know, that I believe we are now reopening and reactivating through the light language.
Ah, okay.
So coming
and then
back
why
to
would
one
the
language,
originators want to dumb down humanity?
Mainly because they wanted to keep us enslaved. They wanted to keep us enslaved and to do their will rather than to do divine will or to see themselves as having the power. Look at it even still today. So many people don't realize how strong they are, that they're always manifesting, they're always creating. They think that it's happening to them. They don't realize it's happening through them. That's part of the dumbing down. That's part of the conditioning or the coding that causes us to not see ourselves as part of the divine and having complete ability to direct energy and to manifest what we want in our lives. So we stay stuck in this disempowered state as part of the matrix. The light language brings us out of the matrix. It brings us into a higher understanding of who we are and allows us to operate in that on a consistent basis.
Fascinating. Well, here's a question from someone I received earlier in the week who was very excited to be, you know, to listen on the show today. And she said, you know, I have been very interested in light language, and I was looking for, you know, teachers and people. And she said that she intuitively and was surprised that several of the people that were doing light language as part of the healing practice, that she really felt that like their light scores were low or that they, you know, they weren't as light as she would like. But then when she came across your site and you, she felt very comfortable and it resonated with her. And she said, you know, I don't understand how if people are doing light language, how come they are not of, you know, a higher light score? I would expect them all to be. So that was a great question I couldn't answer.
Well, it's like each of us having different frequencies or different levels of evolution or different levels of understanding of belief. It's those filters that keep us from being able to really move in the authority and the power of the light language. You know, you may activate it and still be a newbie at it because of the belief systems that you're still holding to see yourself as disempowered, even though you have this marvelous tool. You're limiting what the tool can do through what you believe it can do. So it goes back to beliefs and what you hold as your truth and as your authority over your life. when you can surrender to that and surrender to divine will and allow it unhindered, the light quotient naturally raises. And the more you practice it, the more powerful it becomes. So setting your intention to completely surrender to God, Goddess, whatever it is that you call Source, and to see yourself as part of that rather than separate. You know, we have a lot of these twin flame. I hear it all the time. And to me, that is just a form and a version of separation. It's I'm not complete. I'm not whole. I need somebody else to make me whole. And if I don't have that, then, you know, something about me is missing. So that disempowered belief right there can keep us from really moving into seeing ourselves as complete, whole, not divided, one with everything, and to move with the energy and to flow, bringing those codes through in such a way. You know, it's our belief system that holds us back. So get rid of get rid of the beliefs that hold you back, and let the light language flow. You'll see a big difference.
Wow. So that means that even if someone is, you know, has been doing light language for a while or supposedly well practiced, it could still filter through beliefs that they haven't healed for themselves, even if they are are a professional healer, for example.
Absolutely. And I've seen brand new newbies who have never spoken light language before, and they activate on a call with me, and they blow my doors off. So it is not, I mean, maybe there's no rhyme or reason for it, but it seems to be a personal thing as far as how surrendered are they. How empowered do they see themselves? You know, maybe spirit just selects some to have more light quotient. I have no idea. How do we build light quotient? It's a good question.
Yeah, that's really, really interesting.
It's by being aligned with my joy.
Yes. Yeah, I definitely resonate with that. I met a healer not too long ago who was very much into, you know, how powerful, you know, healers are and that kind of thing. And I pretty much bought it, you know, what this person was saying, and then realized later on that, you know, based on, you know, other people's feedback and Facebook posts and things like that, that that this person actually is racist, like, you know, what we call racist, just not kind. Just not kind. And I'm like, that doesn't feel divine. Like, that doesn't feel, that doesn't resonate with me. Like, one could be really powerful, but, gee, if you're not loving, I'm not sure I really want to listen to that, you know. Or
exactly.
That was really interesting. Yeah, yeah, interesting.
And I think
so, Yvonne, do you have anything?
I think it also may have to do with the internal experience rather than looking to others for our guidance. The light language that I'm doing, the teaching and training that I'm doing, returns people to looking within themselves, to seeing what they already have, to seeing who they already are and bringing that forth rather than looking for answers for someone else. And the more we can let go of the judgment, you know, the only reason we judge is because we see ourselves as less than. We see ourselves having lack. And so we try to build ourselves up by judging others. That's not a way to flow in the anointing. That's not a way to flow in the higher self. The way to flow in the higher self is to see ourselves as one with everything and everybody, see whatever it is that we don't like in that other person, seeing that manifesting in us as part of us and a way for us to clear that, a way for us to own and take responsibility for the thoughts that we are hearing in our head. You know, what we hear in our head is not us. That's not who we are. That is an alternative force that's called free will. You can't have free will without having the option of doing something other than love and light. So the more we submit to love and light, the more we decide that we're going to not listen to the voices that are leading us away from our wholeness, the more we're going to experience the wholeness and more that we're going to be whole and be able to flow with less judgment and more power.
Oh, that's great. I love what you said there because it's like so, you know, resonates with me and some of the stuff that we're going to be doing in my new program, Unlock Your Superpowers. So, you know, so some people can kind of, you know, understand that intellectually and they're like, oh, I get it, you know. But then when it comes down to it, in their everyday life, it's a different story. You know, when they see that here in America, like, you know, Donald Trump said something, or, you know, that there's like, you know, a breach in the Equifax has this breach, or, you know, what happened to Puerto Rico, or, you know, so I think judgments abound all the time, and we just sometimes don't realize that we're actually judging, you know, and it's mm-hmm. it's actually mm-hmm. shifting our vibration when we're doing that.
Mm-hmm. Well, whatever we focus on is what we will increase on. So if we're focused on that kind of thing, then guess what? We're adding energy to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
The same token, the same opposite is true. The more we focus on being one, being whole, moving into the authority that we are as love, and bringing that power into our lives on a daily basis, making choices not to listen to the options, the opportunities that are being presented to us. You know, anytime we have a malevolent thought, a wayward thought, whether it's toward ourselves or someone else, that is not us. That is an alternative frequency offering us opportunities to exercise our free will. And many times mm-hmm. we feel like, oh, we're victims to that. We have no authority over that, which is part of the belief system that keeps us from really stepping into our power. So resisting mm-hmm. that with the truth, you know, all of those things that are being put toward us, you know, judge that person, that person. If we go, oh, yeah, wow, she did, and we add fuel to that, that's just going to give that opportunity more. You're going to become more vulnerable to those kind of thoughts, having more availability to your mind. But the more you say, no, I am truth, that person is love, I am love, I can love unconditionally just as God does, you find that those kind of thoughts become less and less, and they have less and less power over you. But it's a choice. We're always manifesting, and we're always making choices, whether we realize it or not.
Beautifully said. Yeah, I love that. Now, Vaughn, we would love to hear some light language from you.
Okay, yeah. I would love to do that. So we'll just do a transmission for the whole group, and anybody who wants to activate their light language, just set your intention to do that. And open up for that. And Karen, if you'll tell me about how long you want me to go on that, you want to do about 5 minutes? Or?
Yeah, 5 minutes would be fantastic.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, and then we can come back and recap and, you know, take questions if we want. Okay?
Perfect.
All right, so deep breath. Coming fully into your body in this now moment, this space. Connecting with our higher self. And allowing that expression of our true divinity, our true self, to be able to come through in the form of the human. Feeling it in the heart space, opening and expanding. Feeling it in the throat, allowing, receiving, expanding. And allowing the vibration to come through your throat, come through your vocal cords, as a way of surrendering and saying yes to what is ready to express through you. Clearing out anything that's in the way. Any belief system can now be let go of and moving into a higher truth. Feeling into the energy and just floating in the vibration and the frequency of the light. Come on,
allowing the body to move the frequency. Opening the DNA strands that will allow you to accept more God's self, and activating any codes that you're already carrying. Stepping into your power, stepping into your authority. Not listening to the doubt, that's not you, that's not who you are. Go with the certainty of what you know in your heart and let it flow. Letting the hands move at their own will, at the will of the spirit, at the will of love, at the will of life, releasing light codes through the hands and fingertips. You become a broadcaster. I'm not just a receiver and transmitter, but I'm a broadcaster. Send that out to the light. Send that out to the world. Your vocalization, broadcasting, sending the light codes out. Bringing in your own frequency and your own light codes into every cell of the body, activating every cell to remember its divinity. Feeling that heart space opening. Feeling greater connection with your higher self flowing through, reminding you of who you are, who you already are. The evolution is just stepping into that truth. And may these light codes bring you to that memory, into that knowledge, into the wisdom of expressing your true self. Thank you, Karen. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, even before you started the light language part, I was yawning, which means that my energy is moving. So I yawned several times. I got tears going down my eyes, not because I was crying, but just from the whole experience. And, oh, that was beautiful. Thank you so much, Yvonne.
Thank you.
When, you know, when people have a session with you, for example, and you do some light language work with them, is it beneficial for them to re-listen to the recording over and over again?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You'll receive what you can at the level that you're vibrating at, and then after you've raised your frequency by listening to it, you go back and you receive something else. And many times the recordings are like time released, so as you are ready to receive more and able to receive more and hold that frequency, going back and listening to it again will have even more benefit. So, yes, definitely keep repeating the listening or get a new reading to more align with where you're at now in your belief system.
Wonderful. Oh, great.
And I call them readings, but that's not, I mean, readings many times have the connotation of some kind of psychic information. These are more of activations, but they are recorded, and any information that comes through in English gets to be part of that.
Oh, right. Right, of course. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to announce the phone number for folks to call in if they'd like to ask a verbal question of you. The number is 818-514-1190. Just hit 1 so that we know you have your hand up. Again, it's 818-514-1190, and hit 1 so we know we have your hand up. And then if you're on the chat with me and you'd like to ask Yvonne a question, you can also put it in the chat as well. So we're pretty much ready for questions. And before we do that, Yvonne, maybe you can share with our listeners just, you know, where they can find out more information about light language and what you offer on your website as far as services and how to connect with you.
Okay, sure. It's weareoneinspirit.com. Weareoneinspirit.com. That's the website. On the About tab, you'll find information about light language and about walk-ins. So that's seems to be a go-to page for a lot of people who are experiencing this or birthing their light language. Services. The services tab will take you to where you can order a mini activation, either in a 15-minute recording or a 30-minute recording, in which I do the light language similar to what you just heard, but it's directly for you. It's a personalized recording for you. That sometimes comes with some information or instruction or a mantra or something that you can use to help move yourself into your full potential. Books, there are books on my website. You'll see a tab for the store that will allow you to find the audiobooks. The MP3s are out there as well, where I have recorded some that are just universal, like for healing emotional trauma or sexual abuse, or for healing the machine world, for healing our belief systems. Relax and Allow is another one where it's just kind of a guided meditation that incorporates light language as well to help you when you're having a real real bummer day. you're taken down by the energies for a temporary moment. It's a great way to help you get back up. So those are all out there. Listen for free to any of those audios, but they're also available for download at, I think, $1.99 or something like that. make use of whatever's out there. It's there for you to be a service to the light.
Oh, that's great. Now, I see that you have some books for children, if I may segue there just for a second here. You know, most of my nephews and nieces are, you know, getting into their teenage years, but I do have one that's around 3. So I was just wondering, you know, can you share, and the parents aren't particularly religious, but I think open enough, I was just wondering what your books for children are like.
They're mainly like little stories that have a moral to them, have a lesson to take away. Some of them deal with seeing fairies or how to deal with the death of a pet or a loved one. So it's a really good starting point for some adult to have a conversation with a child or for a child to open up about something that he or she is experiencing. These came from actual experiences that I had with my grandson when he's 16 now, but he was 3 and 4 at the time, and had some gifts that were manifesting that I wanted to encourage him to continue to use. So he was seeing ghosts. He was able to hear them. So there's one story of there's a ghost in my closet, which, you know, kind of helps children not be afraid of what they may be seeing if they are very open and aware of children. So it's more for the child that has some openness and understanding that maybe they aren't able to articulate and have a discussion with their parents or guardians. Just a little bit opener for the conversation to begin.
Okay. So you think it's okay for, you know, parents to get this even if they're not, quote, unquote, religious?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're not religious. They're not religious.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. Yeah. So lots of resources on your website. So again, everyone, it's weareoneinspirit.com, all one word. So weareoneinspirit.com, and you can get on Yvonne's mailing list as well. You know, check out the news when it comes out and new programs, things like that. So we're going to go to some questions now. So this person's been patiently waiting. So I am going to unmute you. So area code 864. Area code 864. Hello.
Hey.
Hi. What's your first name?
It's Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
And I was. Hey, how you doing? Calling for you. Do you see a new relationship coming up for me?
Excuse me.
So you're looking for Yvonne to see if she sees a new relationship coming to you. Are you talking about romantic relationship?
Yes.
Okay.
Long
I'm not
term.
Sure if that's something that's
really not something. No, it's not. I don't do those kind of readings because I feel like you get to manifest what you want in your life and. My input into that is really irrelevant. So, you know, if you're wanting a new relationship, start by having a relationship with yourself and to be as whole and integrated with yourself so that when another person comes along, they are only going to amplify and complement what you already have accomplished because you're going to attract whoever is kind of vibrating at the same frequency that you are. So make sure that you are doing what you can to work in and walk in your own wholeness rather than seeking something or someone outside of yourself.
All right. Thank you
and
so much.
And if they miss the time, they will. If that's what you
want
to manifest, then you know, that'll be there for you.
Okay.
Great. Thank you, Catherine. Thank you, Yvonne. Yeah, you made a really great, that was a great coaching piece, Yvonne, because, I mean, when I was doing more relationship coaching way back when, it was amazing to me that, you know, people would feel the vibration would be in this kind of, I'm not saying this of Catherine necessarily, but it just reminded me of, you know, of want or lack or something like that, that they didn't have that person. And there's a friend of mine who every time I don't see him that often, once a year he comes to visit. He, you know, says he's kind of like jealous or envious of James and I. But, you know, I asked him one time, I said, so, you know, have you worked on, you know, relationship skills at all? Like, have you read any books or, you know, gone to any trainings or therapy or workshops? No. Oh, okay. Well, I know you've gone through, you know, some heartbreak in the past and things like that. So, you know, have you had any help processing it? Or do you know, if have you been, you know, be able to release some of this negative emotion from that? Well, no. You know, and I was like, huh. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure he's acting as if he's ready, you know, for that.
Right.
So I think it's a good reminder for all of us to really, you know, work on our stuff and create the highest vibration possible so we attract that equal whole person and not half a person or part of a person.
Right.
Yeah, so
or
great coaching there. Thank you.
More trouble than you're ready for because they have unfinished business with themselves and their shadow side is erupting at the same time yours is and you're just in for a hard row.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's often what we do. We, like, I know my first husband, we attracted each other based on our wounding. our childhood wounding. So that was like his wounds matched my wounds, so now we're together. not the ideal. Okay, so we have another question here. So area code 617. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Dr. Karen and Yvonne. This is Amy.
Hi.
Hi, Amy.
Hi. I've been, this past week especially, feeling very exhausted and having lots of back and muscle pain, indigestions, and bloated and acidic stomach. So I just, you know, feel crappy. You know, that's the word to use it. And I'm just so tired, and more so I wanted to really study for my license, but then because I'm so exhausted, I don't even want to do it. I don't know what is happening and how can I move forward to feel better and just get on with my licensing.
That would almost like be a coaching session, because we could go so in depth with that as far as healing and what the belief system is behind that. As I know, what are you verbalizing? What are you affirming? What are you believing? But let me just do a little bit of personally directed light language and let you discover within yourself what needs to shift in order for you to find the wholeness and to believe in the wholeness that you already are. Dorsh Namalayakwa, Tudor Sorpada, Nona Ekela, Ura Sintakula Kamachapataka, Inokova Kisutukun, Nana Kiela, Korosunda Ala Eko, Oshamaka. And then you just opening your heart to receive.
Okay.
And just being with that frequency and being with the energy, being with love for yourself and love for your body, and being okay with where you're at right now, on the way to where you will be.
Beautiful. How does that feel, Amy?
I feel better when you were doing the language, soul language. I burped. I don't know if you, I hope you guys didn't hear me.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Something released.
Something released, yep.
Yeah, so it feels better. I feel better, but I kind of feel more hopeful now. So I'm gonna sit with it and see what how I feel and getting some insight, and if I can find out what's going on within myself.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, our bodies tell us sometimes what's out of alignment. And it always comes back to our beliefs and our thoughts. So, what are you believing about yourself? Step into your power. See yourself as whole. See yourself as healed. And not listening to the voices that tell you otherwise. If you're not in your joy, then you have somehow opened yourself and become vulnerable and suspect to the energies that would try to pull you down or keep you from your mission. So all you've got to do is just reverse it, flip it, and say, okay, you're showing me a side of myself that I could have this option, but I'm choosing otherwise. I'm choosing to see myself as whole rather than sick. I'm choosing to see myself as well rather than tired.
Okay. Thank you so much, Yvonne and Dr. Karen.
Yeah, you're welcome, Amy. Bless you.
You're welcome, Amy.
Bless you. Thank you.
Bless you. All right. Fantastic. We have a question here from area code 717. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hello. Hi, my name's Tina, and I have a lot of, stomach issue and, my intestines, and I was just wondering if there's anything that you could see around that could help.
Yeah, it's what is it that you're not wanting to stomach? What is it that you just can't stomach anymore? Where is it that you need to speak up for yourself that you're not able to give evidence to your truth and what you want in life? And a little light language for that.
Mm-hmm.
stepping fully into your power and seeing yourself as the divine authority of your life. And show Tina exactly where she can change and where she can shift, and then do that for her, bring her into alignment with her joy, with her wholeness, with her I Am presence. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, mm-hmm. Tina, thank you for your question.
Thank you
very
much.
Let that process for you. And we have one area code 949. Hello.
Hello, Dr. Karen. It's Anna. How are you?
Hey, Anna. I'm good. Hi. Thanks. Do you have a question for Yvonne?
I do. I think it was the last time that you were on, Yvonne, I realized that what my mother was doing was this language, and I've always really resisted anything my mother had been doing, mainly because I felt that there was a lot of irrational and, you know, not necessarily with that, but just there was a whole body of irrational movement, and I just wanted to deviate from that as far as I could. So for most of my life, I just really shut myself down to that, and I found myself really curious to hear what you had to say today, and I enjoyed a really warm feeling last time I heard you speak, and this time I just feel like I'm going to have a heart attack. Like, I am so, I have so much resistance right now for some reason, and my mom passed away last year, and I'm having to deal with some things in her trust that are not, it just kind of shows that there was more than a lack of connection, but perhaps even we had lost love at some point, and I didn't know that. So I'm on a spiritual path myself, but at the same time, I get so moved by things like what happened last week in Las Vegas. So I'm constantly trying to balance movement into being more connected and then shoring up and making sure that my boundaries are appropriate, and because I just can't take on everything. You know, I have to figure out what my work is and what my work is not. You know? And right now, for the last week, ever since that happened, my blood pressure has been, like, really high. I don't know. I've never had that before.
Mm-hmm. And the light language can actually help to relieve that. Many of empaths and collective, those who are healing or interceding for the collective consciousness, carry the energies in their body. It can make them very uncomfortable. The light language can help to clear that. So if you can somehow separate what your mother did and what light language is, I mean, she had her experience with light language. It doesn't mean that your experience with light language needs to be like hers. This is a personal experience. And if you could open up to begin to transmit and broadcast these frequencies, it will not only clear your field, it will also help you as a planetary healer. And so I want to just offer some codes for you to birth this within yourself. Separate it from your mother and have your personal experience with your divine self. You're channeling yourself. You're not channeling your mother. And clear that heart space still. And elevate Anna now to be able to let go of her fear, hesitation, reservation to the gift that is being given to her, that is ready to birth, to assist her as a tool for healing herself and humanity. And deep breath. Bring that into your knowing, into your truth, into your wisdom, into your body. And Anna, even as I was doing that, I was belching and releasing some things and a lot of pressure around the heart. So that was definitely something that you were holding from the events recently. You're a planetary healer, and this tool can certainly help you and boost you, your ability to transmute without taking it into your body.
Thank you so much.
Letting that energy get stuck. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
wow. Powerful. Thank you.
Thank you,
Anna.
Thank you.
Thank you, Yvonne.
Thank you, Dr. Karen.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Yvonne. You're beautiful, really.
Okay. Do we have time for one more, Yvonne?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So here we go. Area code 917. I don't think I did that one yet. Nope. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Hi, Dr. Karen.
Hi, who's that? Hi, Debbie.
Debbie in New York City. Hi, and hi, Yvonne. I'm sorry I caught the show late, so I'll just be brief. I have a twin sister, and my mom said when we were little girls, we used to talk in a language that she didn't understand. Mm-hmm. And now my sister has twin boys, and I don't know if they're talking in a language or not. And I was just curious if the language I used was light language or just gobbledygook.
You know, it's definitely light language. A lot of children have it. In fact, a lot of people who activate their light language all of a sudden realize, I did this when I was a kid. I did this when I was a child. I have a step-granddaughter who did a dialect of Asian before she could speak English. She was speaking in an Asian dialect. I didn't realize it at the time that it was light language. It was before my reawakening and starting to use it. But she would call me Ho-Ho. And that was her name for me. That was a signal or a frequency of identification with her. So that's what you and your sister had. You're able to communicate through this telepathic language, a heart language and an understanding. But you are verbalizing it. And, you know, all spirit's asking you to do is return to that true knowing, that innocent state before you, it was programmed out of you or before life took its toll and kind of, you know, that gift that you had took a back seat. So let that rebirth in you, Debbie, and Shino Kula, Ede Sokola, Amotristo, and Bella Ora, Ika, Shina Oki, O Hard Stola, Ihana, Kula, Arata, Stonko, Yen, La Koshinaka, Sore, Bakino, On, Han, Han, Han. Deep breath and just allow that. Play around with it and let that language come back in and let it have the power to heal and to help and to assist you with your mission.
Thank you.
Oh, beautiful. That is so cool. Well, Yvonne, it's been a delightful hour with you, and I'm so grateful that you came back on our show to talk about light language.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, yeah, it was our pleasure for sure. And for everyone listening in, again, Yvonne, you can connect with her. She does do one-on-one consults still. I say still because I'm getting out of that, but because I'm so busy, but which is a great, great blessing. To be able to work with you, Yvonne. So the website, everyone, is weareoneinspirit.com. And if you want, you can go to the contact page to contact Yvonne, and you know, maybe this will resonate with some folks to do some one-on-ones with you, but also check out her store as well. I'm definitely going to get that book for my niece. I'm kind of excited. I actually didn't know that you had a book for kids until I looked in the store. So that's exciting. So thanks, everyone, for listening in. Thank you again, Yvonne. And until next time,
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bye, everyone.